Today's daf is daf Chav Dalet. We got to the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Probably should have went ahead, but for the two dots there on eight lines up, the Gemara quotes a very famous idea here from Chazal. First, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was telling us that in the Mishnah, that if a person finds kli on Puriyah, there's no chiv to be machris. So what exactly is this thing? If you find this object, you're not machris it. Mayan Puriyah. So says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kalim Chadashim, brand new. Kalim doesn't have to mean utensils, it can mean begadim as well, clothing. Shalosh Shavas, Savasan Ha'ayin. That the ayin wasn't surveya yet. Rashi says shlo savasan adayin lo hurgal briyasan v'tashmishan shemakirin yafin. You buy a new garment, something new with all these details. If you haven't really worn it so many times yet, you don't recognize it. So the Baal Aveda won't know to the simanim yet. So the lashon on Puriyah, says Rashi, is no trikin ein pe raya. The mouth is in a raya. A person can't speak. He can't describe his new kli. So that's where the type of thing is nothing to be machrez because no one's going to find it. So if you find a brand new suit, we don't have to, machrez it. So then the Gemara says, Hechi dami, what's this case? If a person who wasn't savasan ha'ayin, he is based simon, if there's a simon, what do you mean? Ki lo savasan mai havi. If there is a simon, the guy's going to recognize a certain detail on his suit. He bought the suit. He knew what he was buying. So of course he'll know. And he delas bo simon, if there is no simon on it, ki savasan ayin, even if he did wear it, even if it was an older suit, my hobby, there's no simon to recognize that he's the rightful owner as opposed to somebody else. So it shouldn't depend on the savasa ayin. It depends whether there's a simon in the chefs or not. So the Gemara says, liolam delas bo simon. Really, there is no simon. Nafkamina. So then, so what's the point? There's no simon. Of course you don't return it. So Gemara says, lahaduri laturba mirabanim. To return it to a Talmud Chacham, b'tfias eina. If he's a certain tfias eina, says Rashi. Rashi didn't tell us what, Rashi didn't describe what this means, but tfias eina, shavasan ayin kimle begavayu, that we trust that he has a certain intuition towards detail. Umahadrina le, kilo savasan ayin lo kimle begavayu, vlo mahadrina le. So if the guy, if there's a Talmud Chacham, a Tfias Ayin, where he has a certain trained eye, or others explain what it means, is he'll only tell the truth, he won't lie. So if there's typically not a simon, you can't return the object. But if there's a Talmud Chacham, you trust him that he won't lie, so if he claims that's really his object, he knows that's his object, then you can rely on him. But somebody who's not a Tzubra Mirabanan, you can't return it to. So how do you know? What's a Tzubra Mirabanan? So the Gemara explains that the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Bahani Tlas Mili Avide Rabbanan De Mishanu Bimilayu. The following three things are areas where Chachamim typically would lie about. Now the post can point out that not that they have to lie about it. There's no chiv that you must lie about the following three things, but they typically would lie about them, and they're okay to lie about them. And such a person who only lies in these three Yinyanim, as we're about to see, that's a Tzumer Birabanan, and you can return to him even though there's not a simon, you would be able to return to him. What are the three items? B'maseches, u'bepuria, u'bishbiza. Now the Ben Yehudah points out that these Rashi tables are emes. Right? Ushbiza, maseches, and he's into puria, but he says tashmish. Puria means tashmish. It stands for emes. So what do these three things mean? So it says Rashi, maseches means yesh b'yadcha maseches plonim sedur b'gir. So the guy knows ba'pe maseches makos. Olav, he doesn't. Somebody asks him the question, afagav shesedur hilo, yomer lo lav. The guy says, do you know Maseches Makos by heart? He could say no. He's allowed to lie. Why? Midas Anava hi. The Midas Anava. To say that I know all Shas. I know this Masechta. That's Midas Anava to say I don't know the answer. Others explain what this means is that, no, if he says he knows it, you're going to stop bombarding him with questions and need some time to learn. So that's why you're allowed to lie. Tosus says a little bit different here. Tosus writes, he asks the question, the Maseches. Im Tomar Ha'omer V'shinantum L'vashehu Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha. You're supposed to be very sharp. So you're supposed to know everything. If a person asks you a shayla, don't mumble and don't stumble on your word, just say it right away. V'tomer lo, ela, omer lo, miyad, right away answer. So it's supposed to be shigur b'fiv. So you tell the guy, I know everything by heart. Yeshlomer, da'ainu dafka ba'adam ha'bali shal din ohara oli islami. The person asks the question to know the psak, then you'll have to tell him, yes, I know this masech, I know these areas of halachas. Ha'bal ha'chav here, shabal linasa, so he's trying to test him. And yodea mutter, lishanos, Lomar lo lamatiza. If you try to test him whether you learn this or not, there's no value in telling me yes I know this masech. So then you're allowed to lie. Now regarding Puriyah, what Puriyah mean? Rashi says last line Puriyah means shimashta mitatzchach yomar lav midasnietu. The guy asks if you have tashmish the previous night, so you say no, it's midasnietu. There's no business talking about this. So Tosa said Puriyah Ein regilus sheishaliu beferish kepeis Rashi. No one asks this question. No one's so brazen to ask such a shaila im yishimesh mitaso. What's the shaila bepurya? Ela im bal keri haya v'lo bal lebeis medrash v'shalu lama laba. The guy was a Balkari. We know he was makbid in the din, not to learn Torah, not to daven like Balkari to the Torah's Ezra, even though we're not makbid on this anymore. He doesn't say he was a Balkari. He says he was sick. You don't have to tell what happened. So that's the din. But nobody asks this question directly like Rashi says. Marsha is a big chiddush. Before you means Purim, referring to Purim. He asked the guy if you got so drunk that you didn't know the difference between Haman and Baruch Mordechai. That's the shaila you ask him. That's a chiddush in the Marsha. So these two in Yanim you ask him about. If he lies about these things, he's still considered Turba Mirabanim. And then Ushbiza, says Rashi, in the top of Chav Dalid, Ushbiza means Shaluhu al Ushbiza. They ask him about the host he was at. Im Kibul B'Sever Panim Yafos. Did the guy, did he really graciously host you? V'amar Lav, you don't. He said he was a terrible host. That's a Mida Tovi. Now we don't understand why that is. But Kadei Shalo Yikapsu Babani Adam She'enam Hugadim Lavav Tamid Alav Yachlu Es Mamona. You see a nice guy who takes everybody in, and you start telling everybody what a great host he is. Now all these mamzerim come into the guy's house and start wiping out the money. The guy's such a nice guy; they take advantage of him. So, for the sake of this soft, this idle host, you're allowed to lie to protect him. So these three inyanim, if they lie about these inyanim, then he's still considered a tzurim mirbanan. And again, you can return the item to him if he says it's his, even though there is no simon. My nafkamin, what's the difference? What's the nafkamin between these tzurim mirbanan or not? So the Gemara says, "Amar Marzutra lahadur le avidasa b'tfiyasa enai." That's the nafkamina. Whether you can return the object to them if they have a tfiyas ayin. I yadina be delo mashana ela b'hani tlas mahajina le. If you know they only lie about these things, you could return to him. V mashana b'mila achrin, if they lie about other things as well, lo mahajina le. You cannot return it to him. Now the post can talk about how do you know who lies about these things or not? How do you know who's a tzuber mirabana? And they start speaking about newly aedis. You need aedis about that he's really a Talmud Chacham. You need aedis that he really only lies about these three things. And the postman talked about that there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says that another indicator of being a Talmud Chacham is if he sees his suits inside out, then he'll return it. He'll turn it back in the right way. That's another indicator of a Tzurba Mirabana. That's an additional requirement as well. They also point out other Gemaras where we see lying is permitted. Kate's Meraklim Lufne Akala. Right? What do you say? Beis Hillel says, even if she's not pretty, you could say she's pretty. That's another case you're allowed to lie. Oh, what about Shalom Bayis with Avram and Sarah, the Gemara Nivamos? Remember that Gemara Nivamos? That Sarah complained about Avram and Avram's too old. And when Kadosh Baruch Hu went to Avram, he said to him that Sarah complained that she's too old. That's not what she said. The 2 days in Gemara, one says that, no, she said that we're both old. And Hashem said just to Avram that she was complaining about herself. He didn't lie. He didn't say the other part. But the other Gemara says, no, he taka lied. Sarah was complaining about him, and Hashem said, no, she's complaining about herself, because for Shalom Bayis, you're allowed to lie. All right, fine. Gemara now says, Marzutra Chasida Agnivle Kasa de Kaspa Miushbiza. Marzutra Chasida was once staying at someone's house, and the Ganav, someone stole his golden goblet while he was staying over there. Chazi Lahu Bar Bey Rav, the Mashi Yode Venaga Buglima de Chavri. He saw in the morning a guy woke up early, Davin Vasikin, he was washing Negavasser, and he borrowed someone's suit to wipe his hands on. Someone else's clothing. So he saw in the morning in the hotel, that's what he saw. Amar Hainu Hai de Lo Ichpas Lebamona de Chavri, Kafte Vode. So that's the guy who doesn't care about other people's mammon, and he must have taken my money, and they grabbed hold of him, and he admitted to stealing Marzutra Chasida's goblet. Okay. Tan the Gemara quotes a brisa, Amodir Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar b'kelim chadashim shesavasin ha'ayin shechayev lahachriz. New kelim that were, in the property of the owner from out the time where he's able to be familiar with the way it looks. Then you have to be machriz it. So what's considered kelim chadashim? How do you know? Ve'lohin kelim chadashim shelo savasin ayin. And the following are examples of things that are not yet savasin ayin. Sheino chayev lahachriz, that you don't have to be machriz. What's not considered? Kigon bade mechatin vitinorios machruzos shel kardumos kol elu kardumos. These are like bars or pipes, things that people different that are not unique, even though they might be used new. Look at Rashi. Rashi says tinorios are mazlegos katanim shetavos bozov. Different types of forks that we use to spin gold. But these are things that are instruments and utensils that are not really. People don't really recognize them, so you can't be machriz them. So okay. So Gemara says kol elu, all these things sha'amru a masai mutarn. When is it permitted? Permitted what? Permitted to keep. Bizman shematzen echad echad. If you find one of them, then it's permitted to keep with them. But aval matan shnayim shnayim. If you find two of them, chayv lahachrit. I guess the point is, if you find them as pairs, so mistama someone left them there. No one drops two of them. You drop one at a time. If you see two of them, mistama the guy placed it there. Then you have to be machrizin. So my body. What's lashon body? So shuchi. Shulchi Rashi is anafim shel ilan, different branches of the trees. Amai karle bade, davar de talibe mide bad karle. Something that hangs on something else is called a bad. And he quotes Gemara very related to Sukkot now. Kehud, it's not like the Mishnah tells us. Allah echad bibad echad. If there's one other, if there's one leaf still left on the branch and that stem, that's considered kasher arava, according to that one opinion. But we see a bad is something that holds something else. So bad is referring to here these pipes, these strings which hold something else on it. That's why it's called a bad. Okay, but again, these are different instruments and utensils that people are not sevea ayin, and they don't know the details of whether it's theirs or not. Now the Gemara brings another halacha. I don't know if this is related to before, but it says, hamatzil min ha'ari. You save something that's being taken by a lion, or min ha'dov, or min ha'namer, by a bear, or by a tiger of some sort, or maybe a leopard, or min ha'bardless. Bardless, we'll see in a second what that means. U minazut shayam, or a flowing river. U mishlulus shal nahar. What's that talking about? That's the also I think the river catches it. The halacha is amotzi besartia uplatia gedola ubechamakum shirabim mitsuyam sham hare elu shalom. If you find it in a big open area, Srati Rashi defines for us. Does he? No. These are big open areas. Different types of rishis rabbims. These are the same gemaras in Shabbos as well. A big open area. You get to keep it. The finder gets to keep it. Because all these cases when a lion takes away your clothing, you don't anticipate taking it back. And you somehow save it from the lion. It's all yours because there is a assumed yish that took place there. Okay, the Gemara says, birov kananim, birov birov. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was talking about this case above, that he says if you find any of these things in the Rishis Rabim, you're allowed to keep it. Now, is that the case only when it's Rov Kananim? You could assume it came from a Kanani. But if you live in a place where Rov Yisrael here in Woodmere, then you can assume, you can't just take it, even though it's found by an Ari, or it's found in the Yam, you find it in the water, you can't keep it. So Amar, the Gemara says, Im Tim Salomar Afilu Barov Yisrael Nami Amar. So if you say that, he says that didn't, even by Rov Yisrael, if you find it in a place of in the water, in the sewage here in Woodmere, you could keep it. So, Peligi Rabban Ala Allah Peligi. Is there another pin that argues? We only say this in the same the name of Adas Yachid. Does that imply that the Chacham argue? Peligi Rabban Ala Allah Peligi. Or nobody argues on this. Vimtim Salomar Peligi. Now, if you say they argue, so do you say, Berov Yisrael Vade Peligi? So then they certainly argue in a place like Woodmere, where Rov Yisrael, that's where they would argue and say, you cannot keep such an object, even if you find it in the river. But Berov Kananim Peligi. But maybe they argue by Rov Kananim. Sorry, the question is, Rov Kananim Pligi or Lo Pligi? Do they also argue if you find it in a place where it's full of Goyim, and you find some object in the water there, do they argue there as well that you can't keep it, or there they'll agree to Rabbi Shimon Elazar that you are allowed to keep it if it's Rov Kananim? Vim Tim Salam or Pligi, if you say they argue Afil Rov Kananim, they argue in all places that what? Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, no matter where you find an object, if it's lost in the water, you could keep it, no matter who lives there. And Rabbanan to the opposite extreme, no matter where you find it, you always have to return it, even if it's Rov Kananim. So then, halacha kamoso, or in halacha kamoso, do we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, or do we not paskin like him? Now, im tim slomer halacha kamoso, that we paskin like him, that you can keep it if it's found in such a place where it's taken by the Ari or in the water, is that Dafka Rov Kananim is only a place where most of the people are non-Jewish, or filo berov Yisrael, or even a place like Woodmere, if you find it in the water, you are allowed to keep it. So last fakos, we know the cloud that the Rambam holds of, the Kesem Mishnah explains that whenever there's an imtim salomar, that's how the Rambam paskins. It sounds like we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The only last suffix is it only in a place of Rov Kananim, or is it even a place of Rov Yisrael? So the Mar brings a raya, Toshma. Hamotze maos bibate knasios bibate mishashos. You find money in the floor in the base medrash, in the shul. Anywhere else where the public is frequently passing through, sham hare elu shelo, you get to keep it. They said, I dropped some money, there's no way I'm finding it. There's no simon on the money. Who's the one who holds you follow the rove? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He's the one who says the concept of the rove above. So he holds it this way. Shmas mina afilu berov Yisrael nami. Well, who's in the base medrash? Who's in the shul? Obviously Yisrael. So if Rov Yisrael is going to pass through, so there if you're allowed to even keep it in that case, we see even berov Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. So the Gemara says, no, halcha b'maaskinam b'mufuzarim, with the mufuzarim, therefore what? So says Rashi, mufuzarim, rabbanan hidemodim mufuzarim, titan malas mufuzarim hara'ilu shalo. There even rabbanan will agree. If the guy drops him, they all spread out. He dropped it, he had no idea it was there. The guy gives up hope, he's never finding it. We're talking about a case where he left it there intentionally. He left, he placed it down. Is he ever going to get it back again? In that case, then we have the raya. Our case of the base medrash is where it's mufuzarim. Everybody agrees you could keep the money if you find the mufuzarim in the base medrash. Well, Gemara says, even mufuzarim, if they're spread out, then my iria makum shirab mitsuyam sham. I feel any rab mitsuyam sham. So why does it say a case of the base medrash that is knesset where a lot of people are passing through? Even if it's a rishis hayachid, if it's mufuzarim, you're allowed to keep it because there's no indicator of whose it was. Eliyolam and Bitzroin, really when they are packed together, they're in a little wallet. We're not really, I guess that's what?
Size of Tziburim piled up.
You have Tziburim here? I have Tziburim here. Okay, so they're piled up in a way. Okay, fine, so the guy left them there. What's the case here? About the Knesset Shal Kenanim. So in a church of some sort. So, about the Medrash is Ma'ikla Memer. What about base Medrash? They don't have base Medrash. There's no concept of a base Medrash when it comes to the Goyim. So Ma'ikla Memer. Bati Medrashos Didon. No, it's our base Medrash. The Yasruhu Kananim, that the Kananim are sitting in our shuls. It's funny, like when you go to YU, they have the whole YU campus there. All the locals are sitting on all the benches, like the YU campus benches. It's pretty funny. Like it's used mostly by them, and everyone's uncomfortable to use those benches. So here in the shuls, the Kananim are going to the shuls and use them. So that's why that's the case. Now that we've come to this point, so even the shuls is a case where the Kananim are sitting inside the shuls. They bring a ride from here that you see you're allowed to have a non-Jewish shomer or a non-Jewish custodian inside the shuls and base medrash cleaning up based on this. They might be sitting there. So certainly to be shomer and to clean up the place, that would be permitted as well. You see another ride from here as well. You could go into a base knesses of Kananim, into a church and stuff, or a mosque. As the problem is, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says you're not allowed to even go down a street. If a street just goes, the only address on that street is a church, it's also to go down such a street. So some are talking about a non-Avodah Zarah. That's why it says Kananim. Like Islam is L'chorah, is not Avodah Zarah, so you're allowed to go into a mosque, let's say. But to go into a church, which possibly could be Avodah Zarah, that would be us. Okay, either way, we see from here, there is no raya about the case of Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Does he say it even in the case of Rov Yisrael that you could keep it? So Tashma, the Gemara says, Matza ba'avedi, find a lost object in Rov Yisrael chayv lahachris. If it's a place where mostly people are Jews, you have to be machris, but in Rov Kenanim, ain't a chayv lahachris, you don't have to report it. So man shmasle da amar azlina basaruba. Who is the opinion who holds you follow the Rov? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar shmas mina, ki kamar Rabbi Shimon Elazar b'Rov Kenanim of Rov Yisrael lo. Clearly, this Brisa distinguishes between Rov Yisrael versus Rov Kananim, so he says, so he must be the author of this. So Gemara says, lo, ha'mani Rabbanani. No, this is Rabbanan. Tifshut minei, so then if that's the case, Rabbanan authored this. So then you can answer one of the shahs we had above, tifshut mina, dimodi le Rabbanan le Rashba, Rov Kananim. That the Chachamim agreed to Rabban Shimon Elazar, even in the case of Rov Kananim. The only machlokus is in a place like Woodmere where it's Rov Yisrael. So then the Gemara says, no, but it can't be, because we didn't answer the question above. Ella li olam really, it's Rabbi Shimon Elazar, he. Vafil bar Yisrael nami, and he says you could keep it no matter where it is, no matter who lives there. Ah, so why is the case above? What's the distinction above then? Vahalcha b'mayaskin, what's the case here? Betamun, it was buried intentionally. Says Rashi, betamun dechemen detamnu lav avedi, that's not considered a loss. That's why you have to machriz. It's not an aveda. Hukach b'rov Yisrael yachriz. Therefore, if it's rov Yisrael, you have to machriz it. Mizrova Kananim, even though it wasn't lost, you don't have to be machrez. But Einachanami, if it's an aveda, then you could keep it in any way, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Whereas Ibatamin, so my avedasa gave, if it's hidden, what's the guy doing with it? It wasn't hidden so well. Why is the guy? Had the guy come across it? Patan, doesn't the Mishnah say matzakli ba'ashba mechusa lo yigabo? You see something hidden, you shouldn't touch it. Right, let's say you find an object you know is placed there intentionally. We were discussing this yesterday. If it's placed there intentionally, you shouldn't touch it. The guy left it. He's going to come back to get it later on. And if it's Megula, but if it's exposed, no tomachas, then you could assume if it's exposed, then it's considered the guy lost it. Then you'll have to take it, and you should take it, perhaps, and be machas it. So it can't be a case of tamen. Kedama Rapapa. Rapapa answers, Ba'ashba she'ina asuya lifanos v'nimla chalei lefnoso. So the guy hid it in the garbage. And this garbage wasn't meant to be taken the next day. It's every once a week it's taken. And somehow the garbage men decide we're going to take it today because somehow something changed. They changed the whole schedule. The guy didn't know about it. So now they're going through the garbage and see, oh, this poor guy, he buried his necklace in here. What am I going to do now? So now they have to take it out and machir it. That's the situation. The Gemara now says, Ibai's aim on the top of Chof Dalad and Beis now. The Olam, Rabbanan, really, it's the Rabbanan author of this Mishnah, this Brisa. Mi katani hein shelo. They say he gets to keep it. No, the Rabbanan doesn't say you get to keep it. Einu chayv lahachris. Katani. It says you don't have to machaz it, but at the same time you can't keep it. So that's the case. They really hold you can never keep it. They argue completely on Rabbi Shimon Bar Elazar in all cases. Rov Yisrael, Rov Kananim, you cannot keep it. But there's a difference whether you have to be machaz it. There are different levels. Sometimes you get to keep it. Sometimes you don't get to keep it, but you're not machaz it. Sometimes you even have to be machaz it. So this is a middle shita now. V'yaniach. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. So now if he doesn't have to machaz it, so then it's v'yaniach. So then he should leave it there.
It's Rovak, I mean, you're not going to keep it. So the chashash is that Yisrael is going to come.
The chashash that Yisrael is going to come. Oh, yeah, so the Gemara says, V'yaniach is a shayla here, right? So how do you read this? Einu chay l'hachriz katani V'yaniach v'yaisi Yisrael V'yabay siman v'shaka'ah. So the point is, so since it's Rov Kananim, you don't have to machar, is it? But if a guy, if a Yisrael shows up to your door and says, I heard you had an object of mine, and gives you a simon, then you would have to return it. That's why you can't keep it. But since it's a Safek, you can't keep it because it might be Yisrael, but since Rov Kananim, you don't have to be machar, is it? So that's the situation of this middle shita. You can't keep it, but you're not machar either. So again, there's still no rai about our question about Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar saying Rov Yisrael, afili Rov Yisrael or not. So Toshma. You find a barrel of wine in a city that most of them are non-Jews. So you're allowed to have a mishum mitzia. Rashi says, look, Rashi's important line here. You can't keep it because there's still a suffix that's owned by Yid, but you don't have to machrez it. Because it's Yai Nesach, right? It's a problem of Isser of Yai Nesach. Ba Yisrael, now if Yisrael comes with Nassim, but Simon, he says, I have a Simon that can prove it's mine. Mutaris, Bishasir, Lemotza. So then the finder is allowed to keep it, which is fascinating. He gets to drink it now. So Yisrael proved that it was his wine, so it's no longer Yai Nesach, but it's still considered his to keep, it sounds like. So the Gemara says, Kiman, who holds this way? That sounds like it goes against Rashi a little bit here. But Kiman, who holds this way? Ki Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Shema Mina. So Ki Kam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Barov Kananim, Barov Yisrael Lo. Now wait a second, why is that the case? If the finder gets to keep it, the only reason why he gets to keep it here is because of Rov Kananim. He gets to drink it. So right, the Yisrael comes along and gives a simon. So now I know it's not Yai Nesach anymore. I still get to keep it because it's Rov Kananim. The implication is, but if it's a case of Rov Yisrael, then I wouldn't get to keep it. From Rav Shimon Elazar thinks, by Rov Yisrael, I would have to return it back to him. That's, I guess, the implication we're making from here. So Gemara says, lo, not true. Liol Meimelcha, Rav Shimon Elazar, Afil Rov Yisrael, Nami, even if a case of Rov Yisrael, he could still keep it and drink it. Nami Kamar, Rav Asi, how Rav Asi in particular, meaning Shita Rabbi Shimon Elazar is that you always get to keep the object, whether it's Rov Kananim or Rov Yisrael. Rav Asi, who's quoting this din here, he has a middle Shita. He holds like him in one case, that in regards to Rov Kananim you could keep it, but you can't keep it Rov Yisrael, but he holds like him regarding the other, right, that's the two halachas. Look at Rashi. I shouldn't say this out here. I guess he agrees with him regarding Rov Kananim, but he argues with him regarding Rov Yisrael. That's the point. The Gemara says now, V'chim ha'acha da'asir ba'hana. From after the fact that it's asir ba'hana now, right, if I find the place of wine in Rov, a place of Rov Kananim, so I get to keep it, Gemara says, but I can't drink it until I could ascertain that it's not Yai Nesach. So what's the V'chim ha'acha da'asir ba'hana? Mutaris mishim mitziah l'may hilchasav. What benefit can I get from it that I find it mishim mitziah, right? The Gemara said above, so what's the mutter to me to do if I can't get a hana from this? Says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi Likan Kana. The bottle, I can empty out the wine, I can empty out the barrel, and the barrel with the container, whatever's left, that's mutter bihana. Okay. Gemara now has a maisa here. Ahu gavra de'ashkach arba zuze de tsire bisadina. The person found arba zuz that was wrapped in a handkerchief. Vishad banar biran, it was placed, it was thrown in the river. Asla kamid Rav Yehuda wanted to know, he found this floating water, this floating these coins in the river. He asked Rav Yehuda, what's the din? So Amar Lei Zil Achriz, go be machriz it, that someone, he found some money floating in the water. But how could that be? Vahazuta Shalyam, who isn't it flowing in the river, which we said was everyone could take. Rov Kananim and perhaps even Rov Yisrael. So Rav Yehuda explained, Shiny Nar Biran came into Miskal Lomiyash. Nar Biran was different. This river was different. It had a lot of rocks along the way. And it's very possible a person put it there. He wasn't Miyash. He thought maybe he could go down the river or catch it being stuck at one of the rocks and he'll find it. So he wasn't Miyash. That's why you can't go keep it. Baruba Kananinu. But aren't most of the people along the river Kananim? Shema Amina, Ein Halacha, Kirib Mishimur Elazar, Afil Barov Kananim. So we find that we don't pass like him, even in the case of Rov Kananim, we don't pass like him, and you can't keep it. And where it says, no, that's different. Shiny Nar Biran, the Yisrael Sachulei, Yisrael Karulei. The Yisrael, the ones who are doing Sachulei, which are the ones who are making, Rashi says, Yisrael Shkarin Nishnash, Kama Ose Sheikha Agme Nefesh. They're the workers that are there. And they're the ones who are carving out the... there's another Rashi here, I think. No. I think the Yisrael, even though Rov Kananim are the ones who are living along the river, I think the Rov Yisrael are the ones who are working here. How do they explain this? Trapping. Are they the ones who are trapping and kind of making the dams, it seems, along the river? So since they're the ones who are doing this, the Kavan, the Yisrael, Sachulei, Emer Mi Yisrael, Nafal V'chem, the Yisrael, Sachavulei, Lo Miyayish. Right, the ones who are the ones the Yisrael are the ones who are working along the land, along the river, and making the dams and stuff. That's possible they lost it, and they said another yid is going to find it at the other end, and they'll return it back to me. That's the reason why you're not allowed to keep it. But it's not a raya that we hold that we don't hold against Rav Mishmar Elazar. This is a unique case. Gemara now says Rav Yehuda have a shakel v'azil basay demar Shmuel b'shuk de beidisa. Rav Yehuda was once running after Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel was his rebbe. He was chasing after Shmuel in the shuk of the beidisa. Amrlai, he says, Matza kan arna kimahu. Wanted to know the din. If I find the wallet here in this shuk, what's the din? Could I keep it? Amrlai, hare elu shalo, you get to keep it. And then he says, let's say, after you said I could keep it, ba Yisrael v'nasim ba simen mahu. Now let's say Yid says, that's my wallet, that Calvin Klein wallet, that's mine, what's the din? Amrlai, chai v'hachzer, you have to return it. Tharti, it's a stira. If I get to keep it, I don't have to return it. If I have to return it, so I can't keep it. What's the, it's a stira. So Shmuel explains to his Talmud, Rav Yehuda, Amar Lei, Lefnim Mishur Zadin, Midit Chassid, this is your turn here. Giha, the Abu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Ashka Chanech Chamri Bimidbara, he found certain donkeys, roaming the desert, Vajrinu Lemarayu, the Basa Tresa Yarche Shasa, Lefnim Mishur Zadin. Even after it was there for 12 months, he returned it to the rightful owner. Can you keep it after 12 months? You could assume that the guy was Miyash, it was a year later, he assumed the donkeys died, or someone else took them. Still, nonetheless, there's a concept of lefnim mishur zadin. If you find something that you can actually keep it, there's such a concept of midas chasidus that you're allowed to keep it. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rava have a shakil v'azil basri the Rav Nachman b'shukah the Galdia. He was chasing after Rav Nachman in the shuk. Amrila b'shukah the Rabban, and others say it was a shuk of the Ruchachamim that were in this type of shuk. So Amrila matza kan arnakimahu. Let's say you find the walt in this type of shuk. So the Gemara said, Rashi says, the galda'e is ratzanim, which were like leather and strap makers. So what's a din? You find the wallet in such a shuk. Amalei, hare elu shalo, you get to keep it. So then he asks him, by yourself, v'nasim bas simen mahu. But let's say another yid comes over to me and gives me a simen. What's a din? Amalei, hare elu shalo, you still get to keep it. Bavalo omei v'tavach. But isn't he standing there screaming that it's his? What's the din? How could I keep it? So he says, Nase k'tavach ha-beisa sh'nafal v'tzminasa sh'tava bayam. Like a guy screaming his house is falling, but nothing he could do about it. He's screaming that his ship is sinking, nothing he could do about it. So the guy's screaming that's his, but the din is, once you lose it in such a shuk, you're miyayish on it, and that's it. You lose it forever. So I'm not sure why Rav Nachman didn't suggest the midas chasidus here, but seemingly he would agree to this. But I don't know why it wasn't suggested. Okay, the Gemara now says, Hahu dio de shakel bisra bishuk. So what's dio or dio? Rashi says, Dayo is Oph Shekorin Valter. Hu Lashon Daya, it's a pasuk in the Torah, in Shemini. There's two places in Shemini Re'eh. One place is Daya, one's Da'a, I think. They're different. Way it appears in each one is different. The Gemara and Chulin talk about this. It's really the same word, but people call them different, so you want to make sure you cover your bases. It says Da'i here, but I think it's also called Da'a, maybe, with an aleph in one of the appearances. Either way, so there's a certain, this bird, the Shakal Bisser, you took the meat of the bird, and Beshuk, Vishadi B'tzniyasa, you threw into its tzniyasa. What's its tzniyasa? Rashi says, Rashi doesn't tell us what it is. What's that? Oh, there's Rashi, I see. Hishlichasa bein dekalam shel bar magron. He threw it amongst the trees of someone's property. So asla kamer de abai. So the went to a front to a bai and says, I found this meat here. Can I keep it or do I assume someone hid it there? Amalei zil shakal anafshich. You can take it for yourself. V'haruba di Yisrael ninu. Shmas mina de halacha kruban shmir alazar. Afil bo Yisrael. If it's a lost object, you can keep it even if it's rov Yisrael. Gemara says no. Shaini dayo kid kizuta shayam dami. This case is like Zuda Shayam is lost forever. I don't know. I guess when it gets thrown in amongst the trees, the guy doesn't expect to get it anymore. It's in the bushes. You lose a baseball in the bushes. You're not going to find it ever again. So the guy's already miyayish on this. But there's another din. If any meat is not watched at all, it's usr. If you leave a housekeeper home with the meat there, it's a problem. The basr there's certain hatayim, but the pashas it is usr. The Gemara says, the guy saw the guy was cutting meat and the meat flew behind the tree. And the owner of the meat had no idea where it went. But you were in the back, you saw what happened, and you knew he gets it off, forget about it. So you could go ahead and get it because it wasn't a Solomon eye. You had an eye in it the whole time. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina Matzagidi Shachar Ben Mitveri, Litzipure, Vihitirulo. So Rabbi Chanina found a shechted goat. That between Tiveri and Tzipori on the Derech summer, and he permitted the person to eat it, or maybe he himself ate it. So Rabbi Ami Hitirlo, Amar Rabbi Ami Hitirlo, Bishum Mitzia, Ki Rabbi Shimon Elazar. You permitted to keep because Rabbi Shimon Elazar, if you find it anywhere where people are miayish on it, you're allowed to keep it, even Berov Yisrael. And you permitted Mishum Shchita, also kosher to eat, because Ki Rabbi Hananiah ben Enosh, Rabbi Yossi Galili. Who's he? Yesanya, Haresha Avdulo Gidiyav Tanagola V'Halach Matzon Shchutim. You lost your goats, and you go to your backyard to return them, and they're all shechted now. What's the din? You have these shechted chickens of yours. You didn't ask anybody to shech them for you. Behuda Oser, he says, Oser, you have no idea who did this. It says Rashi Shema Nischalef B'Nevela. Maybe the guy switched it with some kosher meat. That's talking about the case of the Basin Salam Ayim case. Okay, you have no idea who shechted it, so it's Oser. Rabbi Chananya Ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Glili Mutter. He's mati, he said you're allowed to eat such a meat. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, Kishimotzen Ba'ashra. I think Rebbe Yehuda's correct, that's us. If you find the chickens laying in the garbage, the guy who saw his badge, he threw it in the garbage. And it appears to me, Divrei Rebbe Chananiah ben Osher Rebbe Yosef Glili, that's mutter, Kishimotzen Ba'ayis. When they're placed back into your house, all shecht and nicely laid out, that's when it's permitted. That means the shochet did a good job and he didn't dispose of them. Midhitir lo, Mishim Shchita, Rubi Yisrael Ninu. So wait a second. Now this case here, if he permitted the shechita, must be we're talking about a case between Tiveri and Tzipari, must be where it's Rov Yisrael. That's why the shechita is permitted. That's also a case. Now going back to the Metzia case, must be Metzia is also permitted, even in the case of Ruba Yisrael Ninu. So Shmas Minam, we can learn from this last Maisa, Halacha Kirib and Shimon Elazar Afilu Rov Yisrael. Why says no? It's still not a raya for his din because Amar Rava Rov Kinanim Rov Tivcha Yisrael. No, Rov Kananim. So in terms of the Dine Mamunis of the Mitzvah, Rov Kananim are the ones passing through Tzipori and Tiveri. That's why you could keep it. In terms of the Kashis, well, Rov Yisrael are Shochtim. So even the Shochtim for the Yisraelim, even for someone was telling me just the other day that they went to one of these halal markets and they had a Shochet, he shechted for them. They also want a Shechit to meet. They tested it out. They wanted to see how treifas work. So they took them to the guys that deal with it, some Muslim place in Queens. And he had these animals, and they shechted it in the place. A real shochet shechted it. And they looked at the treifas and stuff, and the Muslim eat it. But we won't eat it because they're treif, but because they had turned treifas in the lungs. They were showing it. The way they keep their animals, they don't take care of them at all. They, you know, stuffed in a room, and they're not fed well, so there are a lot of treifas in the animals. But it's a good place to practice shechita. So you practice shechita, and they showed it. So even the shochtin for the Kananim of Mestama rolls to Yisraelim. So you could assume it was a kosher shechita as well. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Ami Ashkach Pargayos shchutos. Pargayos are gozos, certain young birds. He found them shechted. Bein tiveri letzipori. Also, the Kamid Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yami wanted to ask Rabbi Yasi. We know they were good friends. They were always together, these two. Amrila, the Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. Others say, went to ask Rabbi Yochanan. Others say, Amrila, Beit Ben Joshi, went to ask in the base medrash. Amrila, whoever the party was, they said to him, Zil Shakal Nafshech, you could keep it and eat it. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Ashkach Kibora, the Azli Bey, Azluya. So what did he find here? So Rashi says, Matza Pikiel Shel Tave, he found some traps. And Azluye Tayadam Haosim Mechmoros. I don't know the different type, I'm not sure what the material is, but there are certain traps they had. And I guess he found the animals inside the traps. So Asla Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, Vamrile Bibe Majasha, Amrile Zil Shakal and Afshek, you could take them for yourselves. I'm not sure if anything that was actually in the traps or just the traps themselves. Was there food there? Were there animals caught in them or just the traps?
Somebody would put.
I think just the traps themselves, some material, some string that was used for them. He found them and he said you have to keep them. So again, he assumed as well that it was lost forever and it was rove.
Don't you assume, when you assume that somebody put traps down?
Yeah, no, okay. I don't know exactly.